and enkindle in the hearts of your faithful the fire of your love. Amen. Good morning, Trinity Church. So amid the dark and complicated royals of his time, the young Motown superstar born Steveland Hardaway Morris spent an early winter day alone in New York. He prayed as much as he sang, "Good morning or evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. It's that love's in need of love today." In that year of 1974, Israel had agreed to withdraw troops from the Suez Canal, and OPEC ended the year-long oil embargo that had quadrupled the price of a crude barrel. Yet, global economies moved from recession to stagflation, pairing high unemployment with swift inflation, collapsing markets, and imperiling necessities for the world's most financially vulnerable families. So though global leaders achieved a tentative peace, the condition of our world's soul remained uncertain. Also in 1974, Richard Nixon resigned the presidency after years of undemocratic machinations, tax evasion, illegal scheming. Yet, he did so under the cover of an agreement with his successor, ascending Vice President Gerald Ford, that Ford would pardon Nixon of his Watergate malfeasance. So though politicians negotiated resolution to a years-long public outrage, our nation's soul remained uncertain. In 1974, Judge Arthur Garrity ordered Boston to desegregate its schools by busing children from one neighborhood into another. Yet the unapologetic racism that had prevented the city from abiding a state directive a decade earlier still persisted, portending a fall of scarring trauma and violence and unresolved inequities. So though courts decided a question of human dignity, our city's soul remained uncertain. And in December of 1974, Stevie Wonder brought into his hotel room a portable Fender-branded Rhodes electric piano that he played for inspiration and a Nakamichi tape deck that he used to record his ideas. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Wonder recalls, "It was so cold outside." Wonder's brief first marriage had ended 18 months before, and only 6 months later, Wonder barely survived a terrible automobile accident. According to reports, he was riding in the front passenger seat of a rental car in North Carolina when it struck the back of a flatbed truck used to deliver lumber. The collision knocked a sleeping Wonder unconscious, a coma that would persist for 5 days before a two-week stay in a Winston-Salem hospital. Severe headaches would continue, and on that cold winter evening in New York, he would have been able to feel the raised scar that crash left on his forehead. So with souls uncertain, collectively and personally uncertain, the 24-year-old Stevie Wonder began to play. "The force of evil plans to make you its possession, and it will, if we let it, destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures. If love, and please, if love you treasure, then you will hear me when I say, love's in need of love today. Wonder explains that his songs emerge from the process of listening. And I always start from a feeling of profound gratitude, he says. Only by the grace of God am I here, and I start from that place. I think most songwriters are inspired by an inner voice and an inner spirit. Well, God gave me this gift. And the song that emerged that night, Love's in Need of Love Today, was a message I was supposed to deliver. Of his song's remarkable tuning to that moment in 1974, Wonder continues, the concept I had in mind was that for love to be effective, it has to be fed. Love itself is hollow. I was playing chords and humming along, adding lyrics and phrases as I heard the music evolve. And as with love itself, I wanted to feel the song and move with the music rather than try to control it. I decided to record the song in a slightly higher key than I had written it, a key that was better for my voice and felt better spiritually. Almost immediately, the song felt significant. Rather than start with an instrumental, I developed a gospel harmony to set the song's tone. I knew my harmonized voices had to be clear, but that my lead vocal had to be heard above all the rest, couldn't be tucked in the back. No, this song was going to be a sermon telling people that love was in need of love. This song was going to be a sermon telling people that love is in need of love. Today at Trinity Church, we begin our annual stewardship campaign. And people of God, hear me when I tell you that love is in need of love today. For in 2020, as in 1974, as in 1920 and 1874, as in 1820 and 1774, and on and on and on, our soul's condition, as always, remains uncertain. Globally, uncertain, nationally uncertain, locally uncertain, within our parish, inside our homes, within our very hearts, fragile, uneasy, uncertain. Lord, have mercy. Preach it again, Mr. Wonder, for love is in need of love today. Now, during our stewardship season, we seek two important ends. One, support for our congregation's ministry for the coming year. And two, the nurture of one another as joyful partners in God's restorative mission. These goals are, on the one hand, communal and practical. What together we can afford to do. And on the other, personal and spiritual. What God asks of us as individuals. And in today's gospel lesson, Jesus sets a high standard for both. With his familiar quip, give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor, and to God those things that are God's. Or in the King James Version, render unto Caesar. Jesus mocks the image on the coin, mocks the inscription declaring the emperor son of God, and dares the Pharisees consider to whom they pay their allegiance and fidelity. Now recognize, Jesus does not first warn against giving to the emperor what is God's. Hear that again. Jesus does not first warn against giving to the emperor what is God's. No, rather, Jesus warns the Pharisees against giving to God what is the emperor's. All of Jesus' life and ministry declares that every good is God's creation. And every good remains God's possession. All that is good is God's already. Thereby, Jesus understands that the Pharisees' financial stewardship is not about the quality and character of God's life. It's not about the quality and character of God's soul. Rather, it's about the quality and character of their lives, about the condition of their souls. And Jesus urges the religious leaders, "Do not fill my temple with Caesar's ways of war and worry." Do not fill my temple with Caesar's ways of mistrust and malfeasance, of hate and with hurt. You've got to take precautionary measures. And if it's love, please, and if it's love you treasure, then fill my church with grace and peace and mercy. For it is love that is in need of love today. In address of our collective stewardship, then, let us start like Jesus in Steveland from that place of deep gratitude for all that God has blessed us as Trinity Church. Despite the bone-cracking difficulty of this year since March 13th, the loss of physical community and the crush of public injustice, the unremitting anxiety and the unrelenting unknown, here we are, as we can be, having shared meaningful worship and programming and connection during these last 7 months, all in ways that we could not have imagined before necessity commanded both our creativity and our openness to new devotions. Now, as we begin to budget for next year, know that we have zeroed January through August 2021 expected revenues from our visitor services and tourism ministries, from our concerts, and from our non-pledge plate offerings. Importantly, this decision does not mean that we have conceded all hopes of meeting in person between now and September 1. Of course not. Your staff, your vestry, your ministry leaders understand and share the aching desire to be together, to receive communion, to serve our city, feet on the street, and to worship as one body in our sacred space. Those visions remain our goals, as they are yours. And there is not one day I awake to a hope for anything less. That all of us are not faithfully laboring for anything less. And if the condition of the world shifts in ways that will allow us to gather safely with our doors open to all, then we will come together with leaps and shouts of joy. Yet until then, we believe budgeting this timeline appropriately and necessarily mitigates our risk of encountering a crisis in 2021, a moment when we must suddenly and significantly reduce expenses. The same spirit and commitment to live within our means has served us well in 2020. Many will remember that a dozen members of our staff retired, moved from Boston, and moved to new positions outside of our parish from March 2019 until March of this year. And as I oriented myself to Trinity Church's operational structure and assessed our needs, we made a strategic decision not to rehire those posts immediately. And thanks be to God, we did not. For that conservatism has allowed us to sustain our ministries by keeping our staff as whole as possible during the pandemic. That is the good news, and be clear that it is good. Yet, here is the rub. While we have wisely and necessarily kept costs low this year, we do not currently have the budget to meet the demands of a post-COVID normal. Recall that this pandemic is not a blizzard, is not a winter, but an ice age, a crucible forging us into something altogether new. And a vaccine will not inaugurate a swift return to a former way of life. Not for us, not for anyone, not for any organization or church. The world's healing from this experience will be gradual, will be slow, and will command a new way of being. One expecting the continuance of from-home ministries, even as we celebrate the beginnings of gathering in person more often. Therefore, if we are to deliver the message that God has called us to deliver, if we are to sing the song God has called us to sing, then expansion of our staff and allocations for ministry will be required, even in a year when we have fewer sources of revenue. The diminished revenues elsewhere in our common life and budget only emboss the urgency and the importance of our shared stewardship. Which brings us back to Stevie Wonder's sermon and Jesus' admonition about our personal stewardship, about our pledges. Remember, our shared gospel harmonies set our collective tone, but we can't tuck ourselves in the back or hide under the greater song. Again, hear the Motown preacher, for love to be effective, it must be fed. And hear the Nazarene preacher, give to the emperor what is the emperor's and give to God what is God's. Facing the challenges of our moment, we must resist temptations to fill God's church with this pandemic's anxieties. We must resist temptations to fill this church with our politics' rancor. We must resist temptations to fill this church with our personal frustrations and grievances and disappointments. Instead, we must fill Trinity Church with our love. God commissioned the body of Christ in love. And for love, and that love needs your love today. Trinity Church needs your love. During the pandemic, many have asked, how can I help? What can I do to make a difference? How can I support Trinity Church? As we ready for next year, I say to you candidly and clearly, fulfill your 2020 pledge and make the best gift, the best pledge that you can for 2021. With the world shift on its axis, not everyone will be able to give what they want to give, and many will not be able to give even what they did last year. But some can. And some can give more. And those of us who can, should. Not out of guilt, but by our love, by what our love requires, what God's love empowers. Yes, let us take heart that for 300 years, Trinity Church has endured through wars and fires, blizzards and pandemics, economic recessions, depressions, and disasters. Yet, Let us also realize that Trinity has endured not by accident or providence alone. Even this great love is hollow until we fill it. No, this parish with which God has blessed us exists because people like you and I and all of us gave their great love in times of great need. With their soul's condition uncertain, they gave their loving best. And now, with our own uncertainties, our own darknesses, our own complexities, all of this roiling, we must do the same and give our loving best. Hear the evangelist sing the final full chorus. Hate's going round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too far. Don't delay and send yours in right away. For love's in need of love today. Don't delay. Send yours in right away. For love's in need of love today. In the name of God, Amen.